to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Illusion of Difference, and I am your host, Elondis Lake. I'm here with my guest, Dee, again, and we're going to be talking about religion and sexuality. Just recently, not too long ago, the Pope, retired Pope, admitted that he lied about the fact that children were being molested in care of priests and cardinals, and he'd been lying about it. And that's part of what I am encouraging people to understand, that there's a curtain that has been pulled back, and that this is a huge one. And I was talking with Dee, and she has some really good, I think, interesting ideas and thoughts about religion and sexuality and the care of children. And I want to stop talking right now and say, Dee, welcome to the show. Glad to see you.
Hi.
Hear you.
Yeah.
Hi. So let's get right into it. Remember when we were talking, and well, I'll tell you what, you say what you were thinking, because that's what made me say I want to make you able to be heard other places as well. So let's just jump right into your thoughts about the things that have been going on and been admitted just recently, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I guess. And we'll go from there. All right?
Sounds good. Well, you told me a couple of weeks ago that the Pope came out about all the molesting of children that goes around behind closed doors in a lot of Catholic churches, so to me that was no surprise. I mean, it was surprising that he did come out on national TV, but it was only because, you know, he was pretty much pushed into having to say that because all the evidence points to, you know, what was happening to the children. So I'm surprised that they actually had to tell the truth. That's what I was surprised about, because I knew that everyone knew what was happening, and people in the churches, they would always hear about it or see about it or whatever, but they'd never actually admit to it. No one wants to admit to something like that, since they're like, no, that's my religion. I would never do something like that. But in reality, they are, because people are very different behind closed doors. And so it was just interesting to me that it all finally, you know, everyone finally actually knows about it, because it's on the news and people are admitting to the situations.
Yeah, and that's what is so, it's encouraging, mostly because the truth is not being denied now. I can go all the way back to you're in your 20s, and I can go all the way back way past that. And this problem has been going on for decades, and been denied and denied. And it's not just Catholics; it's it's also in other denominations as well.
I agree.
Children and young people, whoever is considered the weak part of the communities, often are targeted, and it's covered up. And then you have the majority of the people, or a large amount of people who are members or part of that religious institution or group, more than willing to believe. They were more than willing to believe, because it's hard for them to admit that where they are is not safe for a lot of people, and now it's really kind of striking that this is out there, and I wonder if people are actually talking about it among themselves in these churches, because after the initial story where the Pope, retired Pope, but he was a Pope, and he was a Pope when it was going on, and he was a Cardinal, and knew about it all the way back from his time frame. So there's not a lot of talk about it from what I can see, which is why I want to give you this platform to air yours, and we can kind of talk back and forth about how this feels, and how, what kind of changes are available for people. Like, for instance, I see an opportunity for people to take control of their own spirituality and be responsible for how their spirits are developing, healing, that kind of thing, rather than looking to somebody on the outside of their internal compass to give them what they need, or what they think they need, or what they're told they need to good, or to be loved by God, or all the other things that sometimes are used to keep people in line. And that is encouraging to me. But it's also, to me, difficult to function, or difficult to incorporate my history with Catholic Church and the abuse that I experienced, and processing that, because and coming to terms with how it affected my development and my sense of who I was and how I was worthy and that kind of thing, whether or not I was worthy. So you're a lot younger than I am, and you're from a different several generations, and I'm really excited to have you again, and I appreciate you sharing your thoughts. So is there anything that encourages you or makes you wonder, or maybe if you don't mind sharing a little bit of why you weren't surprised, and why, whether or not you feel encouraged, or how you feel, if you're comfortable doing that, or whatever you would like to share with the audience.
Well, the reason I wasn't surprised is, I'm not trying to say that religion is terrible and all religion is bad. I personally don't follow any religion, or it hasn't brought me like a sense of peace or mind, which I know some people, that's why they have religion in their life, because it helps them with structure and other things, and it just brings them peace. And from that point of view, I totally understand that. But from the point of view where someone is saying that you're supposed to do life or live life this way and eat this way and breathe this way, and that's the only way to do it, and I'm right, and whatever else you're doing is wrong. And that's kind of how I feel how religion is nowadays, or has been for a while, because you know, it's just interesting to me. And some religions say that they're better than others, and I don't understand that either, because everyone is different, and that should be a good thing. So for me, it wasn't surprising, since it's always been a very tight-knit community, and everyone kind of has had their own back, has had their backs being watched by the Pope, and just, there's just been like a, it's a very secret kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's very secretive, and I feel like the more people live like that, the easier it is to keep secrets, and the easier it is to get away with things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why I'm personally not surprised.
Yeah, yeah. Well, does this fact, does the fact that the truth has finally been acknowledged at a place where people can't really write it off as one person, everybody else isn't like that, or that was just an exception, or an unusual experience when it would come up. Does that make you curious about what happens in churches, or have you changed any of your interest or thoughts about, because there are some good things, like you said, about being part of a community that has the aspirations of having taking care of other people and loving other people other than themselves and their families. That whole structure is kind of there, but it's not necessarily put into places where everyone is safe. And like you mentioned, there's a tendency, and has been throughout history, for regardless of what denomination or what tradition, there's this belief that we have the true religion or the way, and everybody else is bringing up the rear, or either flat out wrong, or need to even within the community, there are people who believe that, for instance, if you're female, you have a step to go to get to the top, and if you're not necessarily considered to be a pastor or a priest, you don't really have that level of respect where everything that comes out of their mouths are considered to be speaking for God. A lot of people think that. I guess I'm wondering what you think when you hear that there are people who actually believe that a person who has a gift, sometimes it's a gift to be able to preach and inspire people, but they use that, or they run up against the ones who are able to do that kind of inspiration, run up against the tendency for their followers or the people they're speaking for or to take everything that they say or as inspired and speaking for spiritual health. And to me, that puts a lot of responsibility on one person. And the flip side of that is, for me, I don't know how fair it is to look at one person and put all of that on that one person. I'm not saying that it's okay for them to try to live that way or talk that way or tell people. That's where I think the leaders, like priests and whoever, they get confused, I think, and start to believe that all this faith that is being put into their actions, and they come out and they say a sentence or two, and everybody stops and listens and says, "Oh, yes, thank you," and all of that. There's a human side there as well. I'm wondering also when we were talking a couple of weeks ago, we kind of took it to the next step, which was being abstinent and not recognizing the sexual human side of sexuality. That's part of being human, and I'm wondering all of the whole thing around the sexuality. How do you see that? Do you see it as an open door to something or not? I'm wondering what you think about these communities that religious communities that make part of what being human is wrong.
Yeah, that's another thing, because it never made sense to me, since supposedly in the Bible it says to love people or whatever, be like, let them be who they are, because we're all humans, we're all different, we're not going to be the same, not everyone's going to fall under the same category. But every church, or most churches, are always like, you must be married, and then you must have children with that person, you must stay in that marriage because it's only one time you can get married, and it must be with a man or a woman if you are a man or a woman. It can't be with the same sex, because that's just not acceptable in their eyes. And I don't understand why that is not acceptable, because it doesn't matter. Anyone can start a family. It doesn't have to be necessarily a man and a woman.
And the key to having a safe home is based in love. If you understand what love is, and don't misuse the word and say, I love you, that's why I'm doing this to you, or whatever. And that's where I think people get really misled about being human. And a lot of religious leaders frown on humanity and try to turn it into something else, or say you can't have a healthy spirit or healthy relationship with God and be healthy from a human perspective. And that you touched on sexuality and how that comes in different ways. And I'm talking off the top just like you are, and that's where I think the truth comes, when we take the time to actually think about what we're saying and how and feel where things work and where they don't. And one of the things that I've struggled with pretty much all my life, but not now, but pretty much all my life, especially developing, is the conflict between having a healthy human relationship with yourself We very seldom talk about masturbation. Taking care of your own, even the word I don't like, but taking care of your own needs instead of looking for someone else to take care of your needs in that respect. That is frowned on. And it's frowned on for, I was watching, this really fits right now. I was watching a special, Marilyn Monroe, and it was a series that was new, and her life was looked at in a different way from a female perspective, and from a female in a male world. She was very unusual for her time. She came along in the 50s and 60s, and she was very comfortable in her body, and that's what made her part of what made her so special, because she wasn't trying to be anything other than who she was and be honest, be true to who she was and honor that. And that is what we are not encouraged to do to this day, especially if we're female, and especially if we don't quite fit in to the roles that are mapped out for males and females, because watching her be so comfortable, and it didn't have anything to do with sex. It was, she was obviously a sexual person, which we all are, and she was comfortable with it, and that made other people uncomfortable, but it also made them comfortable as well. Some people celebrated how she was and really enjoyed watching her just innocently go about being herself, including myself. I didn't know that much about her as far as her career and stuff. I know she was movie star and was really good at what she did, but I got to see her from a different perspective, thanks to the people who put the program together, and that I watched her special around the same time. It was after, but around the same time that this whole thing blew up with the Pope talking about, I knew, and I lied. It just kind of showed how we could be if we didn't have that vice grip over our heads, telling us that this is the way you're supposed to be if you're going to be good. So I'm encouraging you and myself to talk about this, even though I don't know if I sound, but I am a little bit uncomfortable, because this isn't something that that we do all of, like getting on your bike and riding it. It's not that everyday type thing to have these thoughts and to verbalize them and to listen to other people, what they think and how they feel, and to listen to ourselves. That's the big thing, I think. So I'm wondering if you could share some of how you got this way. Who told you it was okay to be you? And who held you while you were, and still, we all, as long as we're living, we're still learning about ourselves. But who held you when you were little or growing and had questions? Can you share a little bit about that so that people listening can say, maybe get some encouragement or understand that the most important thing to me, the most important thing we can do with the time that we have, which is called our lives, is to honor who we are and learn more about who we are. So I'm wondering how, if there was any places in there where, that you can share where you can encourage people, because you are an encouragement. You are someone to listen to. And I hope this, you hear this.
Yeah, well, I think it's just, it's hard to be true to yourself nowadays because everyone is put in a box, or, well, it's the best option nowadays is if you're in a box, you're safe and you're normal. You're just like everybody else, you know? So you won't be bothered, or you won't be shamed, or what, anything. But if you're slightly, if you like put your foot outside the box, people start looking at you like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? But even if you are, it doesn't, for me personally, it just doesn't make any sense to fit in to the box that you're supposedly supposed to be in, or how society or how religion tells you to be. If it doesn't make you happy, it might make the people around you happy. It might make your community happy that you're in, but does it make you happy? No, because you're not being true to yourself. And I think it's, even if you lose the people around you, that proves that they don't love you, because if they don't love you, you know, as your true self, then what makes you think that they'll love you if you mess up or do something bad or anything that doesn't fit inside that box or the religion that you're in? So it may hurt in the beginning, it may be different, it may be scary, but I always think it's good to learn who you are and who you want to be and become, because there are a lot of people who are diverse and different, and not everybody has to be the same, because then we'd just be one boring world and there would not be anyone, you know, there wouldn't be any famous people because we'd all be the same. It'd all be this one person or this whatever. I mean, people who play musical instruments are even different because they're talented, and some people are good at acting, some people are good at drawing, and some people are good at making things and furniture, clothing, building houses, architecture. We're all different, and we all like different things, and we all see things differently. So it's kind of hard to tell someone to see something their way if they never saw it that way in the first place. I mean, you can always inspire people, and you can always bring in your perspective, but you can't force it on somebody else.
Yeah, you're a wise woman. You're quite wise. Yes. Yeah. So as we start moving in the direction of saying adios, what is the one thing that you would like to talk? Go back and talk to some of the young people who are struggling or who are confused, and they are not really valuing who they are, or even know who they are. And what would you like to say to someone? Just picture anybody, no particular person, and they're confused and they're feeling like they're lonely and the worst person in the world, or they're never going to fit in, or they don't understand why they don't fit in, when in reality life is not fitting in. Life is living. What would you like to say to that person, like to encourage them and tell them that if it's not okay now, it'll be okay. You're okay.
Well, I think that, yeah, it is okay, because that is who you are. And you should be living as yourself and not someone else or how someone thinks you should be living. I mean, there are a lot of people who can inspire others, and it doesn't, you don't have to be just like that other person, but you can, I mean, we all grow off of each other. We all have little pieces of each other, and that makes us unique and different because we all know different people. We all are inspired by different things. So it's kind of, I just, whatever inspires you and whatever you need to do to grow, I would just focus on yourself and not what people think about you. That's always the hardest part.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that is very difficult. Yeah, and there are people that you can talk with as well if necessary. There's nothing wrong with getting help to just think through what has happened to you or hasn't or whatever. I totally agree with what you're saying, and I add that there's always, you can reach out and get help, help you think through stuff with someone who's not invested in making you be who they think you should be. That's the key, I think.
I agree.
Someone who's neutral and is not trying to push you in one direction or the other, but maybe be curious. That's another thing I would say. Be curious about you first. Be curious about your feelings. Be curious about that. One of the things that I'm gonna throw in is when I think of people who are struggling and trying to find their way, I always go back to little toddlers, you know, toddling around, and their eyes are always like, ooh, wow. And you can just see them think, wow, look at that. What is that? And they're trying to navigate their bodies, and sometimes you see them, they're playing with their feet, and, you know, like their feet are something different, and they just get a total joy out of themselves. Somewhere down the line, a lot of us lose that. I call it innocence. We lose that, and we lose it and try to fit ourselves into certain, like you said, boxes that we're told are the box that we belong in. So one of the things that I try to help people do is to ask why, you know, be curious about yourself, and not in a judgmental way, but just in like a kid. Think of yourself a little toddler, or even go back even farther than that. You see a baby who sees their feet for the first time, you know, and they don't know it's their feet, but they're playing with them, like, you know, what are those? And I wonder how they taste, that kind of thing. Yeah. So let's close things up, I guess. And I want to thank you again for being here and for sharing your thoughts and your experiences. And I hope you come back again sometime. And maybe we'll talk about some other things that are going on. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. By all means. So I'm going to say thanks, and till next time.
Yeah, till next time.
Yeah. That's all I have for you today. Think about who you are. Relish in who you are. Love yourself.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.